This program is intended for an audience that is blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the initial broadcast. This is Kirk Benrood with the North Carolina Reading Service, and I want to welcome you to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about upcoming productions on the stage and on the screen that are available with audio description. Let's start off with what's live on stage. In Raleigh on May 3rd, The Hobbit. It's a 3 p.m. show at Raleigh Little Theater. This is outdoors in the amphitheater. Raleigh Little Theater is at 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh, and their box office is 919-821-3111. You can get a free ticket for your driver, so be sure to ask. Bilbo Baggins, one of the most reserved of all hobbits, is asked to leave his large, roomy, and very dry home in the ground in order to set off as a chief robber in an attempt to recover an important treasure. The last thing any sensitive hobbit would want to do, but a great treasure lies in store, not only for Bilbo, but for all of the hobbits who inhabit Middle-earth. This 60-minute adaptation of the beloved tale will be a delight to those children and adults who continue to enjoy the magic of Tolkien. Now, this is adapted by Albert Mast. It's based on The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. This production is directed by Flora Baer. Adults are $23. Children 12 and under are $20. Again, their box office number is 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Further down the road, a Sunday afternoon audio-described show at RLT will be School of Rock, which will be on June 7th, and this will be in one of the indoor theaters. In Chapel Hill, on Wednesday, April 22nd, Steel Magnolias. It's a 7:30 show at Playmakers Repertory Company. They are at 120 Country Club Road in Chapel Hill. Steel Magnolias is written by Robert Harling. This is directed by Lisa Roth. Bless their hearts. Steel Magnolias is a warm, witty, and heartfelt portrait of six women whose friendships sustain them through life's highs and lows. While often humorous, it deals frankly with illness and loss. The entire play takes place in the late 1980s at Truvy's In-Home Beauty Parlor in the fictional northwestern Louisiana parish of Chinquapin, where a group of women regularly gather. Pull up a chair as six sassy southern spitfires spill the sweet tea in their weekly beauty salon ritual. You'll laugh and cry in this celebration of love, loss, and the fierce friendships that see us through. A blend of humor, resilience, and heartfelt emotion with an emphasis on friendship and community. Tickets start at $20. Their box office is 919-962-7529. Again, that's 919-962-7529. Down the road, Playmakers will be offering an audio-described performance of The Great Gatsby on May 9th. It will be a 2 p.m. show. And in Greensboro, on April 25th and 26th, we've got Kimberly Akimbo. It's 2 o'clock on April 25th at the Tanger Center, and it's 1 o'clock on April 26th at the Tanger Center. Tanger Center is located at 300 North Elm Street in Greensboro. Their number is 336-333-6500. This was the winner of Best Musical and also the most Tony Award-winning show of its season. It's a new musical about growing up and growing old, in no particular order. Kimberly Akimbo is the winner of 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. It features Tony Award-winning book by and lyrics by David Lindsay Abair, a Tony Award-winning score by Janine Tesori, choreography by Danny Meffert, and direction by Tony-nominated director Jessica Stone. Kimberly is about to turn 16 and recently moved with her family to a new town in suburban New Jersey. In this howlingly funny heartbreaker of a show, so says The New Yorker, Kim is forced to navigate family dysfunction, a rare genetic disorder, her first crush, and possible felony charges. Ever the optimist, she is determined to find happiness against all odds and embark on a great adventure. Again, the phone number for Tanger Center is 336-333-6500. That's 336-333-6500. Tickets start at $29. And down the road, on May 9th and 10th, they'll be having an audio-described show of Six, the musical. And on June 6th and 7th, audio-described performance of The Notebook. And now we'll look at the movies. We have Faces of Death. It's rated R, and it is a horror movie. Hamlet, rated R, is a drama. You and Me and Tuscany, PG-13, it's a comedy romance. The Beast Within is rated R, it's a horror. Reminders of Him, rated PG-13, it's a drama romance. Scream 7, it's a horror mystery movie, rated R. A Great Awakening, it's PG-13, it's a drama history. The Drama, it's a comedy drama romance, rated R. The Super Mario Galaxy movie, it's rated PG, and it's action and adventure, animation, comedy, sci-fi, and fantasy. Forbidden Fruits is a comedy horror, rated R. I Can Only Imagine, a drama, rated PG. Project Hail Mary, a drama, sci-fi, and fantasy thriller, rated PG-13. Ready or Not 2, Here I Come. It's a comedy horror thriller, rated R. Goat, it's action and adventure. It's animation, comedy, kids and family, sports. It's rated PG. Hoppers, it's action and adventure, animation, comedy, kids and family, sci-fi and fantasy, rated PG. Now let's take a closer look at them. Faces of Death, rated R. It's a horror movie that runs an hour and 37 minutes. A woman employed as a website content moderator comes across a series of violent videos reproducing death scenes from a film. This is directed by Daniel Goldhaber. It's written by Goldhaber and Isa Mizay, and it stars Dacre Montgomery, Barbie Ferreira, and Josie Tosh. In The Faces of Death, the exploration of the original film's infamous Is It Real or Not conceit continues as a woman working as a content moderator for a major video platform discovers what appears to be reenactments of murder from the original film. In an online world where nothing can be trusted, she must determine whether the violence is fiction or unfolding in real time. Hamlet, again rated R, it's a drama, runs an hour and 53 minutes. Hamlet comes home for his father's funeral and finds his uncle Claudius marrying his widowed mother Gertrude. His father's ghost reveals Claudius murdered him, leading Hamlet toward revenge and introspection. This is directed by Anil Karaya. It's written by Michael Leslie and William Shakespeare. And it stars Riz Ahmed, Morfydd Clark, and Avajit Dutt. Shakespeare's most enduring tragedy is reimagined in a bold, modern adaptation set within London's elite South Asian community. You, Me, and Tuscany. It's a comedy romance rated PG-13. When a woman crashes at an empty Italian villa, posing as the owner's fiancé, she discovers an unexpected romance that may transform her life. This is directed by Kat Coiro. It's written by Ryan Engel and Kristen Engel, and it stars Regée Jean Page, Halle Bailey, and Marco Calvani. Sometimes the wrong place is right where you need to be. One little lie, one large Italian villa, and two people getting lost in the sauce of love. Halle Bailey stars as Anna, a young woman who has abandoned her dreams of becoming a chef and is now drifting through her 20s with a series of bad choices. When Anna loses her house-sitting job and housing in one fell swoop, a chance encounter with Matteo, a handsome Italian who happens to have a villa sitting empty in Tuscany, will inspire her to jet off for Italy against the advice of her always honest bestie, Claire. But Anna's plan to crash at Matteo's villa without permission just for one night falls apart when Matteo's mother, Gabriella, shows up at the house unexpectedly. In a panic, Anna allows Gabriella to believe that she's Matteo's fiance. That little lie becomes a big problem, though, when Matteo's cousin, Michael, shows up and Anna discovers that the heat between them may ignite a fire that will transform her life. The Beast Within, it's rated R, it's a horror movie. After a series of strange events leads her to question her family's isolated life in a fortified compound deep in the English wilds, 10-year-old Willow fathers her parents on one of their secret late-night treks to the heart of the forest. But upon witnessing her father undergo a terrible transformation, she too becomes ensnared by the dark ancestral secret they've tried so desperately to conceal. It runs an hour and 37 minutes, and again, it's a horror movie rated R. It's directed by Alexander J. Farrell, written by Greer Ellison and Farrell, and it stars Kit Harington, Ashley Cummings, and Kaolin Springall. Reminders of Him is a drama romance rated PG-13. It runs an hour and 54 minutes. After prison, a woman attempts to reconnect with her young daughter, but faces resistance from everyone except a bar owner with ties to her child. As they grow closer, she must confront her past mistakes to build a hopeful future. It's directed by Vanessa Caswell, written by Lauren Levine Colleen Hoover, and it stars Marika Monroe, Bradley Whitford, and Tyreek Withers. The literary phenomenon from number one New York Times best-selling author Colleen Hoover becomes a transformative feature film about motherhood, forgiveness, and the power of love to overcome even the worst mistake. After a perfect outing with her boyfriend, Kenna makes an unbearable mistake that sends her to prison. 7 years later, Kenna returns to her hometown in Wyoming, hoping to rebuild her life and earn the chance to reunite with her young daughter, Diem, whom she has never known. When Diem's custodial grandparents adamantly refuse Kenna's attempts to see her daughter, Kenna discovers unexpected compassion and then something truer and deeper with former NFL player and local bar owner Ledger. As their secret romance develops, so do the dangers for both of them, leading Kenna toward heartbreak and ultimately the hope for a second chance. Scream 7. It's a horror mystery. It's rated R. It runs an hour and 54 minutes. When a new ghost-face killer emerges in the town where Sydney Prescott has built a new life, her darkest fears are realized as her daughter becomes the next target. Determined to protect her family, she must face the horrors of her past and put an end to it. This is directed by Kevin Williamson. It's written by Williamson, Guy Busick, and James Vanderbilt. It stars Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, and Isabel May. A Great Awakening. It's rated PG-13. It's a drama history that runs 2 hours and 9 minutes. One of the most defining moments in American history is the story of an unlikely friendship between the Reverend George Whitefield and Benjamin Franklin. This is directed by Joshua Enck. It's written by Jeff Bender, Jonathan Blair, and Enck. And it stars John Paul Sneed, Jonathan Blair, and T.J. Schaefer. A Great Awakening tells the true story of an unlikely friendship between Reverend George Whitefield and Benjamin Franklin that resulted in one of the most defining moments in American history. With colonies on the brink of collapse, the Reverend George Whitefield ignites the first Great Awakening, uniting an entire generation with his thundering and faithful sermons and proclamations of liberty. In a miraculous turn of events, one of Whitefield's closest friends and greatest promoters becomes none other than Benjamin Franklin. With the nation's freedom hanging in the balance, the founders discover true liberty can not only be written into law, it must be awakened in the hearts of the people. The drama is a comedy drama romance rated R. A happily engaged couple is put to the test when an unexpected turn sends their wedding week off the rails. And it stars John Paul Sneed, Jonathan Blair, and J.T. Schaefer. Flirting with complex themes, the drama walks a tonal tightrope with impressive poise thanks to a career highlight performance by both Robert Pattinson and Zendaya. The audience says, elevated by remarkable performances, the drama wrestles with qualities of trust and forgiveness, drawing out profoundly uncomfortable emotions that linger long after the credits run. The Super Mario Galaxy Movie. It's rated PG. It's action and adventure, also animation, comedy, a kids and family movie of sci-fi and adventure. It runs an hour and 38 minutes. Mario ventures into space, exploring cosmic worlds and tackling galactic challenges far from familiar Mushroom Kingdom. It's directed by Aaron Horvath, Michael Jelenic, and Pierre Leduc. It's written by Matthew Fogel. It stars Brie Larson, Virginia Dare Jelenic, and Benny Safdie. The critics say that this is packed with colorful world building that is as frenetic as it is weightless. The Super Mario Galaxy movie's visuals are often out of this world, but the threadbare story ultimately loses its Milky Way. The audience says, "Mamma mia, Nintendo nostalgia hits again in the Super Mario Galaxy movie, delivering Easter eggs, joyful wonder, and a spirited cast that makes this an instant replay." Forbidden Fruits. It's a comedy horror rated R. At a small town, Apple leads a secret witch cult with co-workers Cherry and Fig. New hire Pumpkin questions their sisterhood, forcing them to confront inner darkness or meet violent ends. This is directed by Meredith Alloway. It's written by Lily Houghton and Meredith Alloway. It stars Lily Rennart, Jordan Duarte, and Victoria Pedretti. The critics' consensus is that this movie is charmingly goofy and packed with incisive insights into the relatable ups and downs of any friend group. Forbidden Fruits is a campy coven worth hanging out with for its concise runtime. I Can Only Imagine 2. It's rated PG. It's a drama. Bart Millard, lead singer of Mercy Me, faces a personal crisis at the peak of his success. As his world unravels, he struggles with his beliefs and inner demons while seeking a path through adversity. The directors are Andrew Irwin and Brent McCorkle. It's written by McCorkle, and it stars Arielle Kebble, Dennis Quaid, and Sophie Skelton. After the breakout success of I Can Only Imagine, Mercy Me's Bart Millard is living the dream, sold-out arenas, a devoted fan base, and a thriving career. But Bart's world begins to shift under the weight of devastating challenges, including a life-changing diagnosis for his young son, Sam. As Bart struggles to hold his family together, his wife, Shannon, becomes the steady anchor, caring for Sam, supporting Bart, and holding on to hope when it feels far away. When Sam and newcomer Tim Timmons join the band for their biggest tour yet, Bart must navigate the demands of fatherhood and the pressures of fame, all while helping his son find the courage to sing his own song. The critics' consensus is that lifted greatly by Milo Ventimiglia's warm, engaging performance. I can only imagine, too, retreads a familiar story, yet still manages to uplift and emotionally resonate. The audience says Milo Ventimiglia fully embodies Tim Timmons in I Can Only Imagine Too, anchoring a powerful, faith-driven story with lasting emotional impact. Project Hail Mary is a drama, sci-fi, fantasy thriller rated PG-13. A science teacher wakes up alone on a spaceship. As his memory returns, he uncovers a mission to stop a mysterious substance killing Earth's sun, and that an unexpected friendship may be the key. The directors are Phil Lord and Christopher Miller. It's written by Drew Goddard and Andy Weir, and it stars Ryan Gosling, Sandra Hüller, and James Ortiz. Science teacher Ryland Grace wakes up on a spaceship light years from home with no recollection of who he is or how he got there. As his memory returns, he begins to uncover his mission: solve the riddle of the mysterious substance causing the sun to die out. He must call on his scientific knowledge and unorthodox ideas to save everything on Earth from extinction. But an unexpected friendship means he may not have to do it alone. The critics' consensus is that this is a visually dazzling space odyssey that's carried along effortlessly by the gravitational pull of Ryan Gosling at his most winning. Project Hail Mary is a near miraculous fusion of smarts and heart. And the audience says one stellar Gosling plus one arachnidish alien plus one Hail Mary mission equals lightning on a spaceship. Ready or Not 2, Here I Come. It's rated R. It's a comedy horror thriller. After surviving one deadly game, Grace and her sister Faith must now outrun four rival families competing for a powerful throne. Winner takes all. This is directed by Matt Bettinelli-Olpin and Tyler Gillette. It's written by Gary Busick, R. Christopher Murray, and Matt Bettinelli-Olpin. It stars Samara Weaving, Catherine Newton, and Elijah Wood. Moments after surviving an all-out attack from the Ladomas family, Grace discovers she's reached the next level of the nightmarish game, and this time her estranged sister Faith at her side. Grace has one chance to survive, keep her sister alive, and claim the high seat of the council that controls the world. Four rival families are hunting her for the throne, and whoever wins rules it all. The critics' consensus is that it's that tempting fate by picking up where it left off after an extended absence, Ready or Not 2, cheats the sequel curse, thanks in part to Samara Weaving's ferocious commitment to the bloody bit. Audience says, doubling up the stakes and the savage film, Ready or Not assuredly returns to prove the franchise is here to stay. Goat is rated PG. It's action and adventure, animation comedy, kids and family, sports, and it runs an hour and 40 minutes. A small goat with big dreams gets a once-in-a-lifetime shot to join the pros and play roar ball, a high-intensity, co-ed, full-contact sport dominated by the fastest, fiercest animals in the world. A small goat with big dreams gets a once-in-a-lifetime shot to join the pros. That's directed by Tyree Dillehay and Adam Rosette. It's written by Aaron Buxham and Teddy Riley and Nicholas Curcio. The stars are Caleb McLaughlin, Gabriel Union, and Stephen Curry. Now, this is from Sony Pictures Animation, the studio behind Spider-Man, comes Goat, an original action comedy set in an all-animal world. The story follows Will, a small goat with big dreams, And Will's teammates aren't thrilled about having a little goat on their roster, but Will is determined to revolutionize the sport and prove once and for all that smalls can ball. The critics' consensus is, sporting a terrific voice cast, nifty animation, and a solid moral for youngsters, Goat plays a familiar game with enough style and finesse to come close to the greats. The audience says it's an uplifting, family-friendly adventure that proves that smalls can ball. Goat is goated. And finally, we've got Hoppers. It's action and adventure, animation, comedy, kids and family, sci-fi and fantasy. It's rated PG. It runs an hour and 44 minutes. A 19-year-old animal lover uses technology that places her consciousness into a robotic beaver to uncover mysteries within the animal world beyond her imagination. This is directed by Danielle Chong. It's written by Chong and Jesse Andrews and Jordan Harrison. It stars Piper Curda, Bobby Moynihan, and John Hamm. What if you could talk to animals and understand what they're saying? In Disney and Pixar's all-new feature film Hoppers, scientists have discovered how to hop human consciousness into lifelike robotic animals, allowing people to communicate with animals as animals. The adventure introduces Mabel, an animal lover who seizes an opportunity to use the technology, uncovering mysteries within the animal world that are beyond anything she could have imagined. The critics' consensus is an eager beaver for endearment that has the charm to back it up. Hoppers is a sprightly riot that might just be the funniest entry in the Pixar canon yet. The audience says, hop, hop, hop to Hoppers. A peak return for Pixar that delivers an absurdly cute and jubilant story for kids, adults, and animal lovers alike. And all of the movies mentioned in this broadcast are available at theaters run by Cinemark, Regal, or AMC. For Cinemark, you can get their schedule by going to cinemark.com/movies. That's CINEMARK.com. For Regal, go to regmovies.com. And for AMC, it's AMCTheatres.com. And that's it for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Hopefully this information will be useful. Remember, the program will be in podcast after the broadcast, so you can double-check anything you like. I'm Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.